KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 75 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44. Tonight, clear skies, mainly sunny. Tomorrow, high of 82. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program, also known as CARA, has helped a lot of individuals with some of their rent and also finding areas to live in since it launched in 2021.
I'm going to be very frank. I didn't think I was going to be able to make it on my own.
That audio from Cake News. So far, the program has cashed out near $257 million across the state, but the program has lost its funding and is now closing, and some are concerned that they may still need help covering their rent.
We are also seeing a real struggle in our other programs for our rapid rehousing, for folks to be able to find landlords who are willing to work with various programs.
That was Casey Johnson with the Kansas Legal Services, where she says if you need any help, you can call the United Way of the Plains at 211, and they can help point you in the right direction for the nearest program in your area. Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. The driver of a cement truck was killed during an accident on Wednesday on a Kansas highway. As Cake News reports, the event happened around 2:30 in the afternoon on U.S. 281 north of Russell when the truck went off the side of the roadway and drove through a private fence. The truck then went airborne and rolled an unknown number of times. 28-year-old Mason Roach of Great Bend, the driver of the truck, died at the scene. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, he was not wearing a seatbelt. The investigation on the cause of the accident is still ongoing. In other news, the problem with fentanyl across the state of Kansas continues to get worse as Kansas City Police are now issuing a new warning about fentanyl after four new recent deaths, including a toddler, that have happened in the area in a 13-day stretch. Law enforcement has been trying to work on getting fentanyl off the streets after the latest seizure of nearly 41,000 pills, including fentanyl. They are warning the community about getting local drugs and prescription pills that may be laced with the fentanyl. They also urge anyone with an addiction to get help. So far in the Kansas City area, just in the last few weeks, 17 other individuals have suffered non-fatal overdoses.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. There's a new lawsuit in Lancaster County District Court as Governor Pete Ricketts, Attorney General Doug Peterson, Secretary of State Bob Ebnen, election systems, along with software companies of Omaha, and all of the state's elections commissioners have been named defendants. The Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports that the lawsuit was filed by Rick Hill of Lincoln and alleges unconstitutional elections in the state. No details have been released about the court filings. However, according to the team with Hill, they say elections have not been done in a constitutional fashion within the state. The lawsuit is seeking $10 billion in damages and alleges failure to verify elections, fraud, stealing of elections, constitutional violations, and is critical of gambling, among other things. In other news, a new city ordinance in the town of Sydney officially started on the 15th of October and will last through April, as the Sydney Police Department says that parking on the city streets is not allowed for trailers, boats, campers, and recreational vehicles. The ordinance will end on April 15th of next year. Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap, paid for by AARP. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A petition requesting a public vote on a proposed new jail project in Marshall County was submitted to commissioners Monday, a week ahead of an October 24th deadline. Some 600 signatures will next be certified that they're registered Marshall County voters, with at least 349 or 5% required to carry the matter forward. The issue will require a special election, as deadlines for the November 8th general election could not be met. Murdaugh of Marysville spearheaded the effort, with volunteers gathering 36 pages of signatures. At question is the county commissioner's decision to move forward with a $6.5 million lease purchase agreement that would fund over half of an expected $12 million project. Scope and cost of a jail have grown considerably since the matter was first brought up several years ago. Indications are that a vote would not likely be scheduled before January, and commissioners have tentatively scheduled an October 31st meeting with the architect, construction manager at risk, and financial advisors. Firemen responded Wednesday afternoon to a house fire in Blue Springs. Reportedly, all residents and pets were evacuated safely with no injuries. Cause yet to be determined, but suspicious circumstances are not suspected. With recent colder weather, this serves as a reminder space heaters and chimney fires are common. Make certain that electrical circuits are not overloaded. Heaters and such should be safe from pets and people, and wood stoves and fireplace operations are conducted safely. Black Squirrel Fest is this Saturday. The fest celebrates Marysville's 50-year designation as Black Squirrel City, proclaimed by Marysville's governing body in August 1972. Wayne Cruzy of Marysville is among volunteer organizers.
But then as they talk about this, they're like, let's do this. Thinking about Mr. Strange's idea, wait a minute, let's make this Home of the Black Squirrel. And so then in 1972, in late August, they proclaim, we are Black Squirrel City. And part of that ordinance says every year at nut gathering time, the city shall proclaim a Black Squirrel Day.
Saturday's Black Squirrel Fest includes a grand parade with nearly 60 entries, a presentation by Mary Jean Eisenhower, granddaughter to the 34th President of the United States, two dozen food vendors and booths, special features at local museums, and carnival games, activities, and live music throughout downtown Marysville. Wayne Cruzy comments on the entire community's involvement.
Why are we Black Squirrel City, or why would they make the Black Squirrel our mascot? Mm-hmm. Really, part of that connection is not just to draw people to Marysville, but it's also to unite us, to bring us together. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see happening as we work on this Black Squirrel Fest. Everyone coming forward to say, my church wants to participate, my organization wants to participate. We're all part of Marysville, and we want to be a part of this. That's what's really exciting.
Darlene M. Fox, age 83, formerly of Topeka, passed away August 25th in Manhattan. The funeral service is planned Saturday, October 22nd, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Haddon Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Darlene Fox. Wayne L. Harper, age 83, of Frankfort, passed away July 29, 2020. Bonnie Mae Harper, age 88, of Frankfort, passed away October 6, 2021. A graveside service is planned Saturday, October 22nd at 2 at the Vermilion Cemetery, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Wayne and Bonnie Harper.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Russ Dieter celebrating 33 years at Seneca Furniture. All this week, register for prizes and take advantage of furniture specials, including Ashley, Best, LaCrosse, Lazy Boy, Sealy Forever Bed, and more. Shop a tremendous selection at both 401 Main in Seneca and 26 North 4th Street. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 2. Find them on Facebook and celebrate 33 years this week with Seneca Furniture.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Conditions continuing to stay dry and warmer throughout these next few days before another cold front starts to move through over Sunday night. Temperatures will rise to the mid to upper 80s throughout the weekend before cooling down as we head into Monday and Tuesday, as this cold front brings cooler temperatures and a chance for some rain and thunderstorms. For today's forecast, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 70s throughout the state. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Warming up quickly throughout the day on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And staying a bit more mild throughout Friday night, mostly clear skies with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still staying sunny on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And very mild over Saturday night, clear skies with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Temperatures will hit peak as we head into Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And south winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 67, record high on this date 93. The average low 42 and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:42. Sunrise this evening at 6:42.
Fall is a good time to put out the welcome mat for wintering birds. One idea is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect print or gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 20th, the 293rd day of the year. Baseball players Mickey Mantle and Keith Hernandez were both born on this day, and P.T. Barnum's Hippodrome opened in New York City in 1873. Bird lovers might tell you that the greatest show on earth can be found in their own backyard. Birds begin to rely on your feeder more this time of year as natural food supplies start to dwindle. And for years, Almanac readers have been supplementing their feeders with a bird wreath. It begins with a straw or vine wreath base. Attach seed-producing flowers like sunflower, zinnia, or black-eyed Susan. Fill in the gaps with herbs, dried grasses, or even baby corn, and you'll have a beautiful and edible seasonal decoration. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more bird wreath instructions online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards,
as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Spooktacular fun takes over Frankfort Saturday with the Haunted Hayrack Rides. All trails of terror start at the city park. Chicken rides run from 5:30 until dark. The fun begins with fully haunted rides beginning after dark and going until 10:30. $7 for chicken rides and $10 for scary rides at the Frankfort Haunted Hayrack Rides. Come take a ride if you dare.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Associated Press's preseason 2021-22 college basketball poll has officially been released for the top 25 teams in the nation, and Kansas University Jayhawks have been tied at number 5 going into the early preseason. Much of the decision comes from the following 20 and 21 records, points totals based on 25 points for first place votes, and last year's final rankings. Some of the top teams in the nation, according to the AP, includes North Carolina at number 1, followed by Gonzaga, Houston, Kentucky, and Kansas. Baylor ties Kansas at number 5. The Kansas State Wildcats were not ranked in the top 25 AP poll. We are just weeks away from first tip for college basketball in the state as Kansas University takes on their first exhibition game against Pittsburgh State on November 3rd at 7 p.m. with tip-off there. Their first regular season game is set against Omaha in Lawrence on November 7th, also first tip at 7 p.m. Kansas State is set to take on Texas Rio Grande Valley, also on November 7th at 8 p.m.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
It's a big year for four high school volleyball teams across the state of Kansas and especially in West Wichita area as they're highly ranked across the state, including Andale, Cheney, Eisenhower, and Garden Plain. As KSN News reports, that the Andale Indians are defending the state champions in Class 4A as they've crushed every team in their path this season with their way to victory at 35-0 for their record and number one in their state rankings. In the Cheney Cardinals, they're finishing their season at 30-4 and ranked second in Class 3A. They made it to the 3A state championship last year before they fell to Heritage Christian Academy out of Olathe. On the side of Cheney, five of their senior volleyball players are about to play their final regular home match. Cheney finished second at the state tournament last year. Andale and Cheney met in Goddard for their tournament on Saturday last weekend, and the undefeated Indians swept the Cardinals 2-0 in the game. In other news, the Arrowhead Express, also known as the van that helps Kansas City Chiefs fans, has been recovered after being stolen last weekend. The van was stolen out of a parking lot of a Holiday Inn in North Kansas City.
Friday Night Football, Hanover at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Stand up and cheer.
He's going to keep. He's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail to old KU.
Hey, Kansas, we'll win.
Wear your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head back to Texas to take on the Baylor Bears. Pre-game begins at 9:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Kansas Jayhawk football on today's Country 95.5 KNDY-FM, Marysville.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant. Excitement.
To the 20, to the house, touchdown Kansas State.
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to the Lone Star State to take on TCU. Our coverage begins at 5 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Sub-state volleyball pairings are set for Saturday afternoon. 1A Division II has top seed Hanover 30-5 with a first round bye. Second seed Lynn 19-15. Axtell number 6 seed at 6-27. 1A Division I has second seed Centralia 20-9 hosting with Donovan West the top seed. Frankfort third seed at 19-15. 1A Division I, Washington County 22-13 is second seed to Sylvan Lucas and has a first round bye at Clifton Clyde. 2A Valley Heights 22-13 is second seed to Maranatha Academy in the St. Mary's sub-state. 3A Marysville 18-14 is fourth seed at Minneapolis.
Reduce your maintenance and increase the beauty of your perennial garden with proper design. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plants are dynamic, always growing and changing, requiring some care. But a good design can help minimize maintenance while creating a beautiful garden you'll enjoy for years to come. Consider using fewer types of perennials, but more of each to increase the visual impact of the garden and reduce maintenance. For example, if you design a garden with 20 different types of perennials, consider cutting that number in half and doubling the number of each type of plant. You'll have fewer plants to identify and differentiate from the weeds as they emerge in spring. Plus, you'll only have to consider the needs of 10 instead of 20 different types of plants. Select plants suited to the growing conditions that are not aggressive nor sell seed and take over the garden bed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The courthouse in Presidio County, Texas is a picturesque and historic place to visit. Its small dome affords visitors views of the surrounding countryside and a glimpse at a town that is remote in location but a hot spot for new residents. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta, the Chesapeake, Nebraska, and the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In southwest Texas, you'll find Presidio County, a place over three times the size of Rhode Island with a total population of just over 6,000. Abby Boyd lives in the county seat of Marfa.
The county courthouse was built here in 1886. It's a beautiful building. It's this really lovely shade of pink. Inside, it's all original, beautiful, rich wood. You can go up into the cupola.
A trip to the top of the courthouse is well worth it.
There's a little room. It's like a little quiet chapel almost. You can see in all directions. You can see the Davis Mountains and all the way almost to Mexico, the Chinati Mountains from up there, and the entire town. You can take it in from the top of the courthouse.
Well, the town dates to the late 1800s. It was the arrival of the artist Donald Judd in the 1970s that brought life to many of the older vacant buildings.
So Judd came here. He purchased a lot of those buildings that were derelict, including the old military fort, and started installing large-scale permanent works of art. But he also invited a group of other artists and brought them out to Marfa and gave them a place.
Large-scale art is just one of the interesting mix of items that brings people here.
Obviously, the look of Marfa and the art in Marfa is a big draw, but of course, there's so much more to this area that we like to tell people about. So we've got great roads for road biking, we've got mystery lights, we've got this incredible military history, we've got some of the darkest skies in the world.
Abby mentioned mystery lights, and that oddity alone brings people from far and wide. And I'll tell you about them next time as we travel the countryside. In Marfa, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
For you.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Bruna Implement, Sunflower Community Credit Union, State Farm Insurance, John Bannister Agent, and the Citizen State Banks.
The world today isn't what it used to be. It's bigger and faster than ever before. But in the face of real-life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do.
Cooking and coding, science and service, doing teaches us.
To build our confidence and pursue our passions and empower the true leaders.
Help us celebrate this year's National 4-H Week, October 2nd through the 8th, by joining our movement to inspire kids to do.
Join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together. Visit kansas4-h.org to learn more.
Hi, my name is Dakota Gillig. I am involved in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 10 years now, and my favorite project is the GOAT Project.
Hi, my name is Trevor Wessel. I've been in the Wide Awake 4-H Club for 4 years. My favorite project of the fair is hanging out with my friends.
Hi, my name is Jace Wieters. I am involved in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in the Wide Awake 4-H Club for 1 year now, and my favorite project is probably the Legos.
Hi, my name is Isaac Pauley. Wide Awake 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 1 year, and my favorite, walking around with my pig.
Family, friends, and fun. That is what I think of when someone asks me why I like 4-H. Hi, my name is Lily Bo from the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. I will be starting my 7th year of 4-H. Some of my favorite projects are beef, pigs, and chickens. Being involved has allowed me to travel to many different states and meet lots of new friends. If it wasn't for 4-H, I would have never had these opportunities to travel. If you are interested in 4-H, join. You will have lots of fun.
Hi, this is Paxton Vogt, and I'm a member of the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. This week, we are celebrating 4-H Week. I just completed my 10th year in 4-H. This year's theme is Opportunity for All. 4-H is an organization that has that. Opportunities for everyone. There are 40 plus opportunities, projects that you can pick from. It covers a wide range from the arts, ag, foods and nutrition, and science. The opportunities seem endless. If you have ever wondered about 4-H or have questions, contact me, one of the local club leaders, or reach out to the Marshall County Extension office. See what the opportunity you will fall in love with.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Bruna Implement, Sunflower Community Credit Union, State Farm Insurance, John Bannister Agent, and the Citizen State Banks.
4-H, for you, for America, 4-H.
When the nut trees dump their fruit onto the ground, picking it up can drive you, well, nuts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It doesn't take big machinery or expensive equipment to quickly gather them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Whether you have one nut tree or dozens, they make a mess when the nuts fall to the ground. It's important to get out there and pick them up as soon as you can before their quality starts to deteriorate and before the squirrels steal them. But picking up one nut at a time is tedious, back-breaking work, especially when they've dropped over a wide area. Ed Perry is a farm advisor emeritus with the University of California, Davis. He says one of the easiest ways to gather nuts is with a rake.
We use the big bamboo rakes, not the steel tine garden rakes so much, although those would work. Rakes where we just could rake them into piles and then come along with scoops and pick them up and take them back to our yard near the barn for drying.
Some people use a leaf blower and try to blow the nuts onto a tarp or into a pile. Perry says you'll also pick up dirt, leaves, and other debris that could make an even bigger mess. And nuts blown all over the place will probably end up more scattered than collected. A long-handled tool with a rolling cage on the end will pick up nuts easily without you having to bend over. Or you could hitch up a lawn sweeper to the back of your lawn tractor. Maybe you don't even want the nuts, but someone else would. Have the neighbor kids come over and pick them up. Perry says it's a common practice in commercial nut orchards once the harvest is done.
There are a great many folks who go out and glean orchards. Sometimes they're school kids who just want some nuts to sell for some extra money, but a lot of times they're families, and most of them are out there with the hand rakes picking them up.
If the nuts aren't going to be consumed and you'd like to have some fun, perhaps you could use them to help perfect your golf game with the irons and chipping wedge. Find more tips for picking nuts up off the ground at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us lay before the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Pandemic started, I've realized it really is the simple things in life that make me happy. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Sometimes we overcomplicate our finances and forget that managing them can be much simpler if we step back and remember they're a tool to live out our purpose in life. Then it becomes a matter of creating a strategy to help keep your daily financial decisions on track. You may find it helpful to grab a journal or an app to jot down your short and long-term needs, like groceries and utilities and a mortgage. Then identify your short and long-term goals. Do you want to pay down some debt in the next several months? Maybe you want to retire early or help an adult child with a down payment on their first home. Make sure you incorporate generosity into your strategy too.
When it comes to money, considering your short and long-term goals in life can help you simplify your strategy and achieve financial clarity.
KNDY. Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
The Wagon Wheel in Marysville will be serving a breakfast buffet Saturday morning from 7 a.m. until 11. Biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs, bacon and sausage, cheese hash brown casserole, and the Wagon Wheel special Western breakfast casserole. $15 per plate. Kids 10 and under are $8. Start your Saturday right with a full-service breakfast buffet at the Wagon Wheel.
Farmers are not exactly stampeding toward regenerative agriculture. More today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The American farmer has always demanded solid reasons for making changes. That explains why movement to regenerative agriculture has been, shall we say, only moderate. It was a point made by several extension professionals in Idaho during a recent online discussion. Jerome County Extension educator Steve Hines.
What we find is farmers, you know, they're certainly risk takers, but if they are profitable doing what they are doing, they have a real hard time altering their formula.
Hines says it seems that younger farmers are the ones who have adopted such things as cover crops or no-till.
They're either doing it because they're intrinsically motivated and they think that's the thing that they should be doing, or the government through NRCS and the Farm Bill programs are providing money to help offset the cost of that.
As to whether end users are driving the move toward regenerative agriculture, Hines suggests that side of the equation doesn't appear very organized either.
I think the consumer side is going to want some kind of verification that their food has been grown by regenerative practices, even though they can't tell you what that means.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Join the fun this Saturday with the Black Squirrel Fest in Marysville, continuing 50 years tradition of parading pageantry and feasting. Take part in the downtown merchant guessing games and win a $50 gift certificate. Live music throughout downtown with magic, juggling, and more under the big top at 11:30. Old-fashioned carnival games, a bounce house, big wheels on Broadway, kids' activities and more, a road rally from 4 until 6, and more fun throughout the day Saturday during the Black Squirrel Day. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community sponsors: Galloway, Wiggers & Brenninger Law, Dave's Body Shop and R&K Service, and Kiki for embossing.
Here's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, as you know, it's been dry not only here in Kansas, but all across the Midwest and much of the nation. Here's Rod Bain and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The overall conditions of our nation's pasture and rangelands continue to deteriorate, per the latest USDA pasture and rangeland condition report. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the period ending October 16th,
USDA NAS indicating that 48% of the nation's rangeland and pastures are rated in very poor to poor condition. a 2 percentage point increase from last week. At the same time, good to excellent ratings steady from last week at 23%.
Rippey says a handful of states east of the Mississippi River report pastures at least 60% good to excellent condition. However, that is offset by
drying conditions, especially in the western and central U.S.,
with Nebraska leading the nation at 83% very poor to poor pasture and rangeland condition.
And we also see that dryness spilling into parts of the Mid-South. Numbers this week coming in above 60% very poor to poor in Missouri and Arkansas.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Brad Rippey goes on to talk about the dryness in the nation.
Oklahoma again this week leading the nation 96% topsoil moisture, very short to short. Other states coming in above 80% this week include Texas at 83%, Kansas 88%. Nebraska, 82%. And I just want to point out that if you look at all states west of the Mississippi River, only two not reporting topsoil moisture greater than 50%, very short to short. That short list is Arizona and Minnesota. Every other state west of the Mississippi reporting topsoil moisture 50%, very short to short, or greater.
Again, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. That's a look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The weather is changing, and it's time to start planning your holiday trips to visit friends and family. If it's time for a new vehicle, start with a trip to visit your friends at Midwest Kia and experience a better way to buy. Don't trust your old car, truck, or SUV any longer. This October, bring us your busted and rusted, not to be trusted, sad and tired used vehicle, and we'll give you a guaranteed minimum trade-in value of $2,500. Then choose from over 300 pre-owned vehicles at Midwest Kia. That's right, $2,500. Minimum trade-in value for your vehicle, no matter the condition. Load up your family in a pre-owned car or SUV from Midwest Kia and save big with $2,500 minimum for your trade this holiday season.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Simple, transparent, fast. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. Trade allowance from online listed price and with other discounts towards certified pre-owned vehicles. See dealer for details. Offer expires months.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Prevent pig feed contamination by cleaning out the feed bin. Check for moisture and caked on debris inside the bin. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Colder weather sets in, take some time to inspect your pig feed bins and clean them out if necessary. The feed in most of these bins is continuously flowing, and this helps to flush it out. If the bin isn't being used or there is a dead space and the feed just sits there, the feed could absorb off odors and develop mold. Molds produce mycotoxins, which can have an adverse effect on the pigs. John Patience is a professor of applied swine nutrition at Iowa State University. He says, in general, feed bins should be cleaned out every 6 months or every year at the most. Your focus with bins that are in continual use should be on the boot, which is where the auger sits at the base of the bin.
And that boot can get wet. Rainwater or
condensation can get into that bin, and there will be a certain amount of dead space in some of those boots where the feed sits there for a long period of time, even though there's feed flowing through it. It really depends on the design of that boot. Certainly checking them a couple of times a year to make sure they're not leaking would be all that would be required.
If there's moisture in the boot, figure out how it got there. Check things like caulking, bushing, seals, and tighten bolts. Then start cleaning it out.
Obviously, physical removal of all of the crunchy feed would be the first step. Make sure it's very, very well cleaned. I would then dry it very well to make sure it is dry. You could bleach it if you wanted to kill the molds, but I think a good cleaning would be all that's required.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about feed bin sanitation at agriculture.com.
A wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right. Remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, the one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Currently, corn is up 5 1/4 at 683.5. March corn is up 5 currently at 689.5. Kansas City wheat for December at 949. That's up 7 1/4. Kansas City wheat up 7.5 right now at 947.25. Oats for December, 377.75. That's up 3. Oats for March up 4 at 384.75. November soybeans right now looking like this, 13.89.75. That's up 17.25. Soybeans for January up 15.25 at 13.98. Cotton for December, 77.54 is your current price. That's down 73 cents. Cotton for March at 77.45. That's down 52 cents. Live cattle for October, 149.62.5 is the price. That's up 27.5 cents per 100. Live cattle for December at 151.52.5. That's up 17.5 cents. Feeder cattle for October, 175.65. That's up 42.5 cents. Feeder cattle for November at 177.32.5. That's down 75 cents. Crude oil for November, 86.28 a barrel. That's up 73 cents. Crude oil for December at 84.70. That's up 18 cents. Taking a look at gold on this Thursday. October gold, $16.31.50. That's up $4. Gold for December, $16.36.90. That's up $2.70. Silver for December, $18.71.50. That's up 35 cents. And silver for March at $18.88. That's up 35 cents currently. Taking a look at the stock market, Dow is down by 4 right now. S&P down 13. NASDAQ down 14. Trading at 10,665 shares. As we look at your market information, I'm Jeff Aiken.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
If you're serious about wheat yield and overall performance, now is a great time to call your local AgriPro associate. Ask about this year's trial data and the newest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. The AP Bigfoot wheat variety offers industry-leading yield potential coupled with acid soil tolerance and very good tolerance to leaf rust and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also your top choice in the AgriPro lineup for combating wheat streak mosaic virus. A list of AgriPro associates as well as agronomic performance data is available online at AgriPro.
This is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville. Coming to you from a combine cab, harvesting some 46 A09 Enlist E3 A-Series soybeans from Pioneer. What I want you to know is not only do we have our new industry-leading exclusive A-Series E3 soybeans, we also still have the soybeans you've come to know and love, our full extend lineup. Don't let the competition fool you into thinking Pioneer no longer has what you know and love. We do. We also have our awesome lineup of Pioneer corn. Put the two together and you have an absolute winning combination. Call me at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. You can also follow us on Facebook at Performance Ag LLC. I hope you all have a safe and prosperous harvest and a great day.
California's Proposition 12 took center stage recently when arguments were heard by the Supreme Court of the United States. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State and Washburn University School of Law professor Roger McOwen joined me to provide an overview of the arguments and began by explaining the background of Proposition 12.
Proposition 12 was enacted by California voters a few years ago, and basically what it says is that if you want to sell pork products in the California market to California consumers, you have to raise those sows in cages when they're giving birth, or the sow can stand up and turn around without touching any of the sides. And if you don't do that, you're not going to be able to sell into the California market. Now, it's very important to agriculture and to hog producers in particular, because California, while it doesn't produce hardly any hogs at all, 13% of pork products are consumed in California. It is a huge market to sell into. And so what California is basically doing is forcing a change in many production methods for many producers if they want to sell their products in that California market. And the question is whether they can do that.
McOwen goes on to explain that during the 2 hours, attorneys on both sides had a difficult time convincing the justices.
The attorneys for the producers had the first hour, and they got beat up horribly. That was nothing short of almost disastrous as I was listening to it. And the line of argument that they were making, I've written in prior writings that you can't go down that line of argument with the Supreme Court. They're not going to buy a dormant Commerce Clause argument. You have to finesse it somehow. You have to couch it differently. And I was right. The court didn't buy those arguments. And so it looked like things were pretty dismal and it was going to go down the drain. Then the next hour, the attorney for the state of California took to the podium, and he likewise got beat up by the justices. But the court was not really buying the arguments wholesale of any party in this case.
Prompted for where he anticipates this case going, McOwen shares that he believes it might be back to the drawing board for all involved, going back to the Ninth Circuit. He predicts that if he is correct, the process could take as long as 2 years to see through.
If I'm right and they send it back to the Ninth Circuit, you can expect an opinion probably in 3 or 4 months. So either late this year, although I'd be surprised, but probably early in 2023. If I'm right, it goes back to the Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit sets it for hearing. That happens mid to late 2023. And then you get a decision in 2024. If there's an appeal of that and we come back to the Supreme Court, we're in late, probably 2 years from now. If I'm wrong and the court dismisses the case, then it's done probably early 2023.
Providing insight on the oral arguments brought before the Supreme Court regarding California's Proposition 12, that was K-State University and Washburn University School of Law professor Roger McOwen. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. dependent on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.
Here's the latest from ABC.